Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. We are off and running on a Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond via the Odyssey app. And you know what that means, boys and girls. Not only is it a Gridiron Tuesday, not only, as some uninformed might call it, an AARP Tuesday, but it's also a, hey, Kirk Cousins won on Monday Night Football Tuesday. Atta, baby Kirk. How do you like them apples? You like that? Yeah. And before we say hello to the good doctor, the first place, technically by themselves, Washington Commanders won a football game on Sunday and play on Monday Night Football next week on prime time, which could get ugly. And without further ado, Matty Ice on the other side of the glass, we say good afternoon to the good doctor, Mr. Richard Doc Walker. How are you, Doc?
Brother Rooster, it's a victory Tuesday. You know how I am.
Yes.
I'm feeling fantastic. I mean, these I don't take for granted, and I'm not overemphasizing this. I am thrilled to death because it's razor-thin margin between winning and losing in this league, especially in dysfunctional September, as the NFL continues to masquerade through these training camps and this powder puff approach. And it's just they're trying to squeeze that square peg into a round hole. It's never going to work. You cannot condition people for this physical game playing tiddlywinks in June, July, and August. Never going to work.
You know, Doc, there was a lot of tiddlywinks, not only here, but elsewhere around the NFL. And every team has varying degrees of success and response and whatnot. But I remember this. You remember the late now great A.J. Smith, right?
Yes,
the former
indeed.
Charger general manager, former Redskins
Good
executive.
Dude.
Yep,
Good
absolutely.
Dude.
His son, Kyle Smith, was here for a while. He's now the assistant GM in Atlanta. So, you know, helping Terry Fontenot with that team. But he always used to tell me that, like, when in August, like, he wouldn't play anybody. And, you know, and you have to treat September like it is August. And I think a lot of teams have completely bought into that philosophy. At one point, Bill Belichick and the Patriots, even in the prime of their dynasty, where they're, you know, winning Super Bowls every other year, seemingly treated September, not completely, and Tom Brady would play a lot in August, but seemingly treated September like it was the old August. And I guess it's just, you know, it's not only a injury preservation issue, I also think it's a wear and tear preservation issue because it is a long season. And I also think it's the Players Union Association has repeatedly encouraged these guys, hey, man, you don't get paid. Now they do get paid a little bit differently the last couple of years. I think it's like 22 paychecks a year or something like that, as opposed to the weekly paychecks that, you know, we used to hear about distributed, I don't know, even 4 or 5 years ago. I think they get paid 21 or 22 times a year. But you don't get paid, basically. The owners get paid. This ain't for you. If you need to sit out, if you need to not work as hard, if you need to, you know, do whatever you need to do, you know, this is your time to do it. And I think that mentality has kind of permeated throughout the NFL, and it leads to some sloppy and certainly some choppy performances. And listen, maybe we would have them anyway, right? We all know that tackling is not, you know, you can't hit the quarterback. We all know you can't practice real tackling in training camp. And if you're not playing in preseason games, I don't care if you're playing joint practices, Doc. If you're not playing in real preseason games, you can't tackle. And what has been the biggest bugaboo so far, and we're going to get to the Monday night game in just a sec, so far for the Washington Commanders, the biggest problem of all the problems that they've had through two games is their horrendous tackling.
Yeah, well, I can only measure this to a sport that you're very familiar with. You don't see this in the NHL. The only comp for me, NFL and NHL, physical, fast, highly skillful, but there's an element of macho thuggery that you are measured by tough guys being in the crease, being able to take a puck, you know, and hit wherever. And so their training camps, to my knowledge, you would be the pro on this, is nothing similar to this chiffon effect that has taken over the NFL. I mean, when you can't play a player a series, I'm not saying half, a series, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's just absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And then a guy goes through a preseason and doesn't play. And thank goodness that the veterans that are here are honest enough to admit, yeah, you know, now in game two, I'm catching up.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter how even the future Hall of Famers are saying, yeah. Anybody that's ever been in a game or a singer, a performer, a musician will tell you, you cannot fake adrenaline. You either got a live event or you don't. So would it kill you to let the guys get up, get suited up, get a sweat on, get a mat on, and play for a quarter so that we can avoid some of this? But I guess it'll never happen.
Yeah, I mean, it happens with some teams. There was a team, I want to say.
Don't say the world champions.
Well, the Chiefs, I mean, the Chiefs do play fair amount in August.
Yeah.
There was a team that I was, it was the New Orleans Saints. So I was driving in and listening, I think it was to Matt Sims, one of the Flying Sims brothers, right? There's, you know, Chris Sims, Daddy Phil, and all that stuff. He was on with JP and B. Mitch over on The Fan, and he was talking about, I think it was Matt, maybe it was Rhett Lewis of NFL Network. No, you know what? It was Rhett Lewis of NFL Network with Coach Sheehan. So he was saying, you know, part of the reason why he feels the New Orleans Saints are having such tremendous success out of the gate with a new offensive coordinator and Clint Kubiak, who, by the way, Dan Quinn was very interested in when he first got the, you know, or when he was first getting the job. But I don't think he got named officially the head coach until Kubiak jumped from San Francisco to New Orleans. Either way, Kubiak, and the Saints have scored on 15 consecutive possessions with Derek Carr as the quarterback. And part of that, Rhett Lewis was saying, and I would have to go back and double check, is because Derek Carr played a ton of snaps or a bunch of snaps in games 1 and 2 in New Orleans in the preseason because he wanted to work within the new system, right? So you have all sorts of different mentalities. You have all sorts of different ways. You know, listen, I can't say not playing in the preseason never works because Sean McVay, as you know, and he's certainly from the new school, when he went out to Los Angeles and took over the head coaching job, he was even lighter on his guys, veteran and not veteran. He was even lighter than Jay Gruden was, who I thought, you know, I used to jokingly refer to it as Club J, you know. It wasn't Club J as in terms of like a DJ club. It was basically a spinoff of Club Med. We used to do that in Buffalo when Wade Phillips was the head coach. Ah, we'd be like, ah, Club Wade. It's so easy. And back then, training camp was actually tough. That was when they were still doing two-a-days. And we were like, ah, it's Club Wade. It's easy. It's this, that. So, you know, but the point is Sean's gone out to Los Angeles, and he's been out there 7 years now, 8 years, whatever it is, and he's won Super Bowls, and he's made Super Bowls by playing tiddlywinks in August, right? So we can't say it works the same for every team across the board.
But one correction. One correction. If you have generational players that are playing up to their ability, you might be able to go out and practice naked and get results.
That's fair.
But if you're overpaying people and they don't play up to their salaries, then you get what we're getting. Let's call this real, man.
I wonder who you could be talking about, Doug.
I'm telling you, the facts remain this. This is no different than any other regular business. When you look at your sheet, your payroll, if you're paying people, the more you pay, the more you should get. Like, I never get into people's money. I don't give a hoot. But all I'm saying is that we always hear what people want. Well, I'm speaking for the team now. Are we getting what we were promised? You never hear that. You always hear the disgruntled. But you never hear the club say they're disgruntled. You got this kid you're going to see Monday night. He's whining. The wide receivers, I'm not getting what I want. Win a game. Win a game. They're losing and they're bitching and they're going. So then when you pay them and they don't produce, you don't hear nothing. But if the club came out now and said, well, we're not really getting what we're paying for, all hell would break out.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that the moment you don't have the best defensive player in the world who retires, now look what happens. So the Rams and McVay, he had an all-pro quarterback. He had a hell of a lot of players that were producing. If you're not winning and you have a high payroll, guess what? You have some underachievers on your roster.
That's fair. That's the DOC. Rick Doc Walker is with us until 4 o'clock right here on this Tuesday. All right, Doc, let's get right into it. From last night, Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons go into Filthy and get a 22-21 win. Before we talk about the actual win and what it means for Kirk and Monday night and how resilient that team was and Raheem Morris, and, you know, again, a guy that you and I were, I assume you had a good relationship. I know I did.
Oh, you're good,
lucky to have, the experience to work with Raheem. Just such a rock star.
And people.
Yeah, just
and
a
we,
really
and we
good
got
dude.
None of them.
Right. You're right. And Raheem never gets mentioned, but now, all of a sudden, and people are going to have to start mentioning him in that Shanahan graphic because Raheem Morris is once again a head coach. People forget he was already a head coach at 33 when he came here as an assistant. Exactly. And did an okay job. But either way, let's get to it and let's start with.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Rooster, because a lot of people always, even those so-called experts we have, they amazingly forget him.
Yeah.
I never hear him get his props.
Yeah.
He's done more than most
people
that people lick like an ice cream cone. And I go, but that's just generational hate. But he'll end up, and that's why a lot of people hated last night.
I like that.
But you got to deal with it.
I like that. That's well done. Lick like an ice cream cone. I got to steal that one from you, Doc.
You can have it.
All right, let's get to it last night, because Nick Sirianni is probably getting kicked like an ice cream cone today in Philly as the post-mortem from this loss unwinds. So, Doc, I just want to take you through the Eagles have the lead, right? And the Eagles have the lead at 18-15 late in the game. And everybody who is watching the game probably knows the sequence by now. Atlanta uses its final timeout at 1:46 left to go in the game. Again, it's 18-15. Philadelphia then uses their first timeout, double timeouts, right, before play is even run. So again, 1:46 left to go in the game. They're facing a 3rd-and-3. Philadelphia is at the Atlanta 10-yard line. Chip shot field goal territory for Jake Elliott. Almost surely they're going to make it 21-15. But instead of running the football on 3rd-and-3 from the Atlanta 10 with Atlanta not having any timeouts.
That's pivotal.
They decide to throw a screen to the right flat, and it is seemingly the perfect call and the perfect throw, and Saquon Barkley just drops it. So I ask you, Doc, as a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's covered the NFL for 3 decades, right call or wrong call from Nick Sirianni, who got exactly what they're looking for, but because the result was not what they were looking for, it is easy to criticize when you say, hey, man, not only did you not get the first down, which you should have gotten, but you didn't run any clock because they had no timeouts. And if you would have just run the ball, you would have maybe got the first down, maybe not gotten the first down. You would have kicked the field goal, but if you would have run the ball, Atlanta would have had about a minute left or so, and not a minute and, let me see here, a minute and 40 when they took over after the kickoff. So right call or wrong call in your mind?
Well, it was clearly the right call because it was the guy dropped the ball. It was perfectly thrown, and he dropped it. Now, but it was the wrong call if he followed Saquon's history, knowing that the chances were against him because he's failed on that more than he succeeded. Historically, he didn't do his homework about his own player. Time clock, yeah, run it. Stick with the run. When you run, your chances are exceeded because he might have popped it. Maybe, maybe not, but the clock now puts the pressure on Kirk. And Kirk ain't the same Kirk that we used to Jones a little
sure.
bit. This boy's on a roll. You better wish you had a Kirk Cousins. It just pains me once again. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Every time I see somebody that could have been in burgundy and gold and is out flourishing years after some idiotic mistakes that were made here and they're still balling. He just won a 5. That are still floating around. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Kirk Cousins, well, this organization has never been the same since they officially kicked Kirk to the curb, right? I mean, we'll see how it moves forward with Jaden Daniels, and I think they've got the right guy. We'll talk about that coming up. Yeah. So you're saying it wasn't necessarily the play call or the decision to throw on 3rd-and-3 from the Atlanta 10 with Atlanta having no timeouts because they drew up the right call and they executed it until Saquon Barkley didn't catch it. You're saying based on Saquon's history, I'm kind of – maybe I'm just forgetting. I always thought Saquon was a pretty decent receiver out of the backfield.
No,
does he have a history
in that case? In that case, check Sheehan with Sheehan. He'll tell you that the odds were against you on that
one, based on
his own history.
So, I mean, you know, I'm stuck in this, like, kind of, I don't know if rabbit hole is the right term, because I don't know what the right thing to do is. Because, again,
you draw
it up, and it's in his hands, Doc, and you should have had the first down in the game. You should have had the first down in the game.
When you've got the biggest offensive line,
see,
this is the deal. Always never get away from your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? You can't be both. Be the bully. Everybody should want to be a bully. But you can't be the bully and then you want to be Tom Jones too? No. Be the bully. Your left tackle's 400 pounds. You see their right guard? Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
You need your behind whipped. If you got a group that big, the biggest offensive line in the league, and you're throwing a leak, a flare, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
I have no sympathy.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, listen, they ran for 186 yards last night. Now, Barkley's obviously a part of that. Jalen Hurts is a huge part of that. The only way I could defend that from what you're saying, and you're right, is you don't have Kelce anymore. That's one. But Juergens did a pretty decent job. Again, obviously, they ran together well as a team against a pretty decent Atlanta front with Grady Jarrett coming back from the torn ACL and all that.
They never got stopped on the push. They never. When did they get stopped?
No, you're right. Never. But the only way I would defend that is if you line up third and three knowing they have no timeouts with a 1:45 left and a three-point lead and you're trying to make it six, you're trying to get the game, the final first down to kill off the – they know you're probably going to run it. So I would assume maybe based on formation, they jump it and they try and crowd the middle. I don't know how Atlanta and Raheem would defend that. But the bottom line is Nick Sirianni's trying to think like many people want offensive play callers to think, which is to do not what you're expecting – i.e. run in that spot, third and three with a 1:45 and no timeouts left, but to do what people aren't expecting. And it almost worked for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Rooster, he's 50-50. Your receiver's 50-50 on that play. He's not clutch when it comes to that. He's clutch with the ball in his gut. Your right guard is 360.
Mm-hmm.
Your left tackle is damn near 400 pounds. Why be that big? Why waste size? Your quarterback is a back. You're built for this. And you go away from it and throw it to a guy that's not his strength.
It's more than fair.
How many does he have to miss?
That's more than fair. All right, when we come back, we're going to more on that and another key Nick Sirianni decision earlier in the game, along with Kirk Cousins actually leading the comeback for the Atlanta Falcons. And what it all means is again this, the Commanders at now 1-1 and 1-0 in the NFC East, Doc, are technically in first place all by themselves.
Oh my God.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, along with the DOC, it is a Gridiron Tuesday. Matty Ice on the other side of the glass as well. 301-230-0980 is how you can jump into the fray. We'll get to plenty of Commander stuff in just a wee little bit. Doc, there was also, besides the Saquon Barkley decision, if you will, from Nick Sirianni, which again, people are split on so many ways because, again, it was right in Saquon Barkley's hands. You point out Saquon Barkley has a history, of this. I didn't remember that, so I would have to go back and double-check that. I'll take you at your word. I can't kill Nick Sirianni because it was right there, and you just got to make a play. It's kind of like Malik Nabers the other day, which we'll get into. On the fourth down, he just flat-out drops it. I mean, if he catches that, the Giants win that game. We're going to get into that. Players make mistakes, obviously. Coaches make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Radio hosts make mistakes. God knows I'm a walking mistake sometimes. But there was another controversial call before we get to the actual Kirk Cousins comeback and the win for the Falcons that I wanted to ask you about. Philadelphia in the first quarter, with about 4.5 minutes left to go, faces a 4th-and-4 from the Atlanta 9. Okay, easy field goal territory. You take the points. You go up 3-0 in that spot. And, that's what I would do. Now, I'm more conservative than most. But Nick Sirianni decides to throw on 4th-and-4 from the Atlanta 9. Again, now you're saying they should have run it on 3rd-and-3 late in the game. This is a different sequence. This is 4th-and-4. They bypass the field goal to try and get on the board here, and they go for it on 4th-and-4 from the Atlanta 9, and they come up incomplete, and it's a batted down pass, and it doesn't work. Did you We know these coaches, modern day coaches, are way more ultra aggressive than they need to be and than they probably should be. Did you have a problem in that particular spot of a nothing-nothing game?
Because his ace receiver was out, I didn't like it. Because he has a physical advantage mm-hmm. if Brown is there.
But that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Thank you. If my ace is not playing, now I'm borderline insane. Because I got small guys now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a beast. But he's not there. And so I was scratching my bald head going, what is this dude trying to do? Is he trying to psych himself up?
Yeah.
You can always tell a man that doesn't have confidence. Because he does something really crazy early on to make you think he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't. They should let this dude out of his misery right now.
Sirianni. They should fire him?
Sirianni, yeah. Sirianni.
Huh.
He's a shell.
I think you would be very popular with that opinion on WIP today on the Odyssey app.
No. I'm just telling you what I see.
Yeah. I'm saying you would be very popular with that opinion.
Well, if you don't want to waste, see, this is a short window of opportunity for players. You don't get a chance to. It's like Reddick, you know, a thing with the Jets right now. Mm-hmm. You got an edge. Your lack of an edge rush. You got a guy at home. Well, both of them are losing. And this is the thing where you got a short window.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you mess around and make these decisions that you can't get back, they went through an epic collapse a season ago. Looks like the quarterback's back. But when you don't win the game, all of it goes down the drain because they let one get away at home. And now you got to deal with that base. And that base is not like our base. Our base is, you know, soft as cotton candy. They're going to let them people hear it there. See, if you bank robbing here, you get away with it. There, you get called out.
Mm.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, no doubt. Interesting. I had an exchange on Twitter. A lot of people got mad at me. Brendan Darnomics got mad at me because I don't understand numbers and analytics and all that crap. I would have not. In any way, shape, or form, if I was Nick Sirianni on 4th and 4, it's different 4th and 1, 4th and inches, than 4th and 4. In that spot of a nothing-nothing game, as you and I, you're so right. I didn't even make the connection. Oh crap! They don't even have AJ Brown. They're relying on Jahan Dotson and Devontae Smith, two skinny minis,
too small,
right?
And
they don't connect. And now instead of having a 3-0 lead. You don't have any points. So they lose. They lose basically 3 points at least in that shuffle, right? Now they on the later call on the controversial ending, they did get the 3 points. So I can't kill them and say, "Boy, they walked away with no points twice." But they walked away with no points this particular time. I think, Doc, because they got greedy. And because teams and coaches, the newer coaches, the Nick Sirianni's, the Dan Campbell's, some of the Shanahan guys, they like to be ultra, 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 and I think absurdly aggressive in weird times. And maybe it's just me being an old fuddy-duddy. I don't know. I just, like, to me, I got a really good place kicker. There's nothing wrong with taking a 3-0 lead and playing defense. Nothing wrong with it. But they obviously felt that there was something wrong with it. Kirk Cousins led the comeback from behind. We'll get to that next. And what happened at 3:38 this morning? The answer to that coming up next after a trending alert with the DOC alongside on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders with a day off today. As a matter of fact, they'll have a couple of extra days off and no practice to get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals at 0-2 next Monday night. That's right. Week 3 has a dual and split Monday night of the Commanders and the Bengals are the main action at 8:15 from Cincinnati. The Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready for Justin Fields to once again start a third consecutive game. They are 2-0, but really thanks to their defense. A heartbreaker for the Nationals last night, losing in extras to the Mets, a game the Mets really needed. Once again, the two teams meet up tonight. The Mets, 14 games over 500 at 82-68. Nationals, just the opposite, 68-82. 7:10, the first pitch from Citi Field in New York. You can hear pregame coverage at 6:40. It's Tyler McGill for the New Yorkers and Mitchell Parker for the Washington Nationals. And that's what's trending. All right, well, we're trying to sort out Nick Sirianni's stupidity, which led to the Eagles losing to Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, and the Atlanta Falcons last night. Falcons, by the way, on primetime again this upcoming week, Doc. Sunday night football against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, but at home. So we will see how that works out as the Chiefs deal with some big-time injuries. Isaiah Pacheco probably lost 6 to 8 weeks with a cracked shin bone or fibula or something like that, one of the two. He will not obviously play anytime soon, and they're already without Hollywood Brown. Some of the guys that they lost in free agency as the defending champs. But still, they are 2-0 are the Kansas City Chiefs going to the 1-1 Atlanta Falcons. But, Doc, last night, the Atlanta Falcons, after that Sirianni controversial decision on 3rd-and-3 with no timeouts, and again, Atlanta would have gotten the ball back, right? Down 6 regardless. Yeah. I should say this. They wouldn't have gotten the ball back if Sirianni makes – if they make the first down. If Philadelphia gets the first down and they keep it on the ground because Atlanta didn't have any timeouts. But either way, They take over the football, the Atlanta Falcons, with about 140 left. And Kirk Cousins does – you know what? A lot of people are going to say Kirk Cousins just simply didn't do for this organization, which is lead a big two-minute drive. Now, I can't tell you he always – but I remember like a week 4 game against Philadelphia, I want to say 2016, where Pierre Garçon caught a game-tying or game-go-ahead touchdown, you know, in a big spot and a big two-minute drive and whatever. A couple of years ago, I think he had like 7 or 8 game-winning or fourth-quarter comeback drives. You know, Kirk Cousins hasn't done it enough probably to satisfy people, but he's done it before. So this should not be shocking that he was able to take the football – and go right down the field and just carve the Eagles up. I mean, it was almost like the Eagles were just completely deflated after that Saquon Barkley drop.
With a new operation for Kirk. It's not like it with the Vikings. Kirk is doing this with a new team and a new foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming off Achilles. Come on, man. Got to give him his
due. That's a good line,
Doc. If he didn't do it, we'd be eating him up. We'd have been killing Sheehan. We'd have been all over it. So I was very happy for him and Hurst. I didn't have a horse in the race.
Mm-hmm.
I like both guys, and I thought both of them played their butts off. They really did.
You know who also played well? I mean, I know he didn't score the game-winning touchdown, but he had a big touchdown in the game down the middle and a kind of a twisting, turning catch. Darnell Mooney was huge on that last drive.
Yeah.
Catches for 21, 26 yards. Pitts got it going with an 11-yarder, and that was a tight window throw. And then Drake Lund, I love, like, after Atlanta thinks they get a defensive pass interference and it's not called in the end zone, and it was bang-bang, and replay, they probably made the right call not to throw a flag. Atlanta lines up 3 guys to the right-hand side, you know, in a trips kind of bunch formation, almost like a triangular type trips formation. And Drake London just gets wide open on the little square out. And you could see the separation even before Kirk throws it and makes the decision. But clearly Kirk sees it, lets it rip, and it's a pretty easy pitch and catch to Drake London. Now, they whistled him for a stupid unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. He said after the game to Van Pelt it was his fault. He was kind of doing this weird gesture. I don't know if they thought he was like shooting a gun type gesture. I don't know what it was.
Like cash.
Yeah,
like he's in Vegas dealing off a debt.
Whatever it was. It was right in front of the official. And that I thought when that happened, Doc, I thought the Eagles were going to kick the game-winning field goal because Jake Elliott's got some leg. And I thought, you know, because that's a 15-yard penalty.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was surprised at the lack of composure that happens really on both sides. But it shows you that no matter this pro ball and this grown behind men, it's still an emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get robbed last night. We got more than our money's worth off watching the best in the world go at it. And how else would you want a game to come down to?
Oh, I know.
If you don't have a lot riding on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost
crazy.
on it last night.
Did you?
And much to my I was awful.
What did the sharks?
I took the birds.
What did the sharks in the water off the coast of Cambodia tell you?
Well, I had the birds.
Okay. They told you to go with the Eagles. Well, they were wrong. Here's the deal. I was wrong, too. I picked the Eagles straight up in our weekly confidence picks, whatever we're doing.
Well, I don't feel bad because we were right. We did it the right way.
Mm-hmm. We're the right
Any
process.
Any amateur can get lucky. And you always know it when a guy who was awful in week one, then he stumbles into week two. What happens? Usually they end up getting real lucky. So it's going to take at least the month of September to really blend this thing out.
You know, I like what you're putting down there. Mm-hmm. What about you mentioned Kirk playing on a new foot and a new system, and people forget it's a new system, even though
it's a new foot and a new system.
Even though Zach Robinson comes from Sean McVay, where they're, I'm sure, using a lot of the same terminology that Kirk is familiar with. Mm-hmm. I thought Kirk, right from the get-go last night, looked a lot better. I mean, if you saw some of his dropbacks in practice that people were circulating earlier last week, they were like, oh, he's stoned. I mean, like, he blew out his Achilles midway through last year. And people think, like, same thing. They did the same thing for Daniel Jones. Yeah. And they were like, oh, these guys are done. They can't play. They can't move. Guess what, guys? When you don't play in the preseason, when you are 36 years old, in Kirk Cousins' case, you don't always immediately come back and start bouncing around like a kangaroo all over the place. Right. And yet Kirk looked better last night. They used more play action. They were under center more. In the first game against Pittsburgh, a really aggressive defense, they were in gun a lot and pistol a lot, didn't use a lot of play action, didn't boot. They used all of it last night. So maybe it was a game planning thing, which is what they kind of said it was in week one. But clearly it was either a game planning thing to do it against the Eagles last night and it worked, or Kirk miraculously got better in a week.
Well, the good news is that because of how they drafted for their future, if they don't need their future now, they're going to build a get on a mini run because they're building it like Coach Joe did. I mean, their offensive line, all we heard about, Eagles, defensive front, monsters of this, Alabama, Georgia, all blah, blah, blah. Hey, that Atlanta O-line was also getting praise. It's the most offensive line praise between the two teams that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
It was refreshing to hear the commentators, of course, when you got guys that they understand the value of that. Then I know that football's okay.
Well, people don't realize, to your point, people don't realize how good that felt. I mean, everybody knows the Eagles' offensive line is really good, and we've known that forever. I've talked about the Falcons' offensive line, and I know you have as well. And part of, you know, again, I don't want to give him too much credit where credit is maybe
Please
not
say
due.
What I think you're
but
say.
You know, Kyle Smith has been a part of that for 4 years, right? And he's helped build that offensive line into being a pretty darn good unit, right? And when you surround playmakers like Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson and now Kirk Cousins, and you have guys like Chris Lindstrom, who's a stud at right guard.
Yeah,
Jake
Artie
Matthews.
Artie Smith.
Right?
But Artie's physical.
Well, Arthur's not there anymore. He was the head coach.
But he was physical.
Absolutely, correct.
It's his mindset. He's not a throwing bubble screen guy. I mean, it ain't wrong with that. There's a time and place for all that finesse crap. But in the end, if you want to play for something of value, you got to be muscular between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why I like Washington now. It won't be mentioned a lot, but those 5, 6, 7 guys that played, first of all, the Giants defensive front, they are freakish. They're big. They're physical. And our boys rumbled with them. I mean, it was like King Kong Godzilla. The wars that took place within our interior five won't get a lot of discussion. But if you just love physicality, go back sometime and just simply watch that. I mean, the hell with the outside. Just watch the interior play, and you'll find out why this team, if it gets focused, has a chance to control its own destiny. Because it's got a chance interior-wise, to be physically tough.
Well, that's the DOC.
And that really shocked me. I was surprised. Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised.
You're right. And listen, I mean, here's the bottom line. There are less touchdowns being thrown and less passing across the board, A, because bad quarterback play, B, because, well, there's young quarterbacks around the league, yep. C, because offensive line play is sporadic, right? And also, defenses are not smart, are not stupid, right? They understood that everybody started throwing the ball. So you got to put two deep safeties back. So you got to take away over the top stuff. You can't get beat big. You can give up little stuff. So teams started then countering it, offenses, with going back to running the football. Well, what do you need to run the football? You need a good offensive line. And I would say this, the offensive line for the Commanders, Doc, I would say did certainly a really good job, and their strength is run blocking. I think we all know that. Yeah. I would say this, you know, some of those runs.
I didn't know that.
Well, certainly compared to pass protection, right?
Well, I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know anything.
Well, I thought, like, if you had to say, well, what is the strength of the Commanders' offensive line even before Sunday, you would say run blocking more than pass blocking, but maybe people would disagree. Either way, I would also say this. Much like the Atlanta offensive line, much like the Philadelphia offensive line, right, you can have the greatest offensive line in the world. If you don't have a running back that can hit it and break tackles and find a way, like, think about the runs that Bijan Robinson had last night. They weren't just completely Lincoln Tunnel-sized holes, right?
Right.
I mean, he's fighting and he's squeezing through little tiny holes and reading his blocks and getting blocks and yards after contact. Same thing with Brian Robinson the other day. I mean, there was one run, and now we'll kind of make the turn to the Commanders. There was one run where he was completely bottled up in just a sea of humanity. And the next thing you know, Brian Robinson has taken off for 25 yards down the field, Doc.
He popped out. And these dudes, Bip and Bam, they operate in the same way, but that happens when you get a guy like Cornelius Lucas up front.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Coleman, they may share that condo, and it's fine because they're competing, and they're both fresh, and they finish downfield. And the interior guys, you know, the thing I love about playing New York, and I wouldn't love it because them dudes up front, them defensive tackle, they're the biggest group you're going to play. And so when you can go toe-to-toe with these guys, I mean, it's a sumo wrestling match. And we held up and sometimes showed out. So when you can compete at that level, then everything else is moving downhill.
No doubt. Because
that's at the top of the food chain. So that's why I was so excited, the fact that if you can rumble, that was like going 15 with Joe Frazier. If we can do that, then the rest of us going downhill if we don't get cocky. Because Allegretti, these guys, be honest, all those guys knew guys rumbling for the first time together. And when I saw that Cosme, when he was hurt, I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, no, because he's the key to everything.
Yeah, looks
and
like
we rolled back in there, and then I go, we're good.
Looks like we're going to have Sam Cosmi on the show on Thursday. On Thursday, I'm being told, from Commander's PR. So looking forward to that conversation you mentioned.
Well, Allegretti, muzzle up that kid. What's his name? Lionel Willingham? Put a muzzle on him then if he's on the show.
I did mention, before we move on to the Commanders, and I have a very important question when we come back to ask you, something happened at 3:38 in the morning, this morning, Doc. Want to take a gander as to what that might have been?
You got a call from Nell that he ran out of gas and needed you to call him an Uber.
That didn't happen, but it would not surprise me. Actually, check that. 3:48 this morning, not 3:38 this morning. The old phone text message rang out. It was old Kirko. It was Kirk Cousins texting your boy back because I sent him a gif of you remember after he came in here and beat the Commanders a couple years ago, and he wore
Chris standing here.
Yes, and he acknowledged me in the postgame press conference, just like he just did right there again. And he was shirtless, and he was wearing the chains, and he was doing the dancing. So I sent him the gif after the game, and I said, hey, man, congratulations. Happy for you. You know, huge win, whatever. You know, safe travels back. And Kirk Cousins texted me back at 3:48 in the morning thanking me for, you know, support and friendship and all that stuff. What a dude. What a dude, man. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's a good dude. And
Kirk
never
Cousins
changed.
Is the guy. I so wish. Listen, I'm excited about Jaden Daniels. I so wish we still had Kirk Cousins all this time. Speaking of Jaden Daniels, we will get to him next. We'll ask a very important question, or I think a very sort of important question. As many important questions as we can ask on a Tuesday after a Week 2 win against the New York Giants. Along with the DOC, I am the Rooster, Matty Ice, with us as well, and you can join in.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more!
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At 301-230-0980. That question coming up next. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Little late getting into the Commanders, that's okay. I care a lot about the Monday Night Football game, not only from a Kirk Cousins perspective and from an Atlanta perspective, Raheem Morris and so on and so forth, as we talked about, but also what it means overall, and that is the Eagles are now 1-1. And it looks like, Doc, they won't have A.J. Brown, not only last night, but maybe for a couple of weeks, according to what Brown allegedly told Lisa Salters of ESPN. ESPN that he's going to be lost for a couple of weeks. And Jahan Dotson had a catch very early last night, and then you never heard from him again. So the Eagles lose 1-1. The Commanders are 1-1. Dallas is 1-1. Dallas has their win out in the AFC and a loss in the conference. The Commanders are 1-1 in the conference, but Doc, they're 1-0 in the division. That means because Philadelphia is, again, 1-1 overall, but hasn't played a division game. And the Giants, of course, are 0-2, and the Cowboys' one win came again against the Cleveland Browns. That means the Commanders, technically, right, by tiebreakers, division games, they're 1-0, and they're 1-1 overall. They are technically in first place by themselves. Yes, sir.
And
put your left hand up.
Granted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you've been in last place as long as this group has been, then don't take it for granted. And also, live it in a moment, man. Be proud of it. And I don't know what the slogan is for the week, but when you watch film, own it. Own it so that you can get better as a result of it. Because once, and I think five is going to be exceptional. And I think he'll own it because he's got people open. And that's the key. And as they figure that thing out, they're going to be able to put points on the board. And the tackling, well, what do we expect? I mean, just a byproduct of Powder Puff training camp. But if they have to get Joe Witt Jr. from that booth on the field, because I'm starting to think that maybe his presence needs to be felt, and maybe he needs to be on the field. That's going to be my recommendation if nothing improves. Because we got to get more pressure, be more impactful, and I got to see some of these results. And not hear about it, but I got to see it.
All right, DOC, here's a really, I guess, sort of sports talk radio-y question that really isn't that important, but I think is kind of interesting to debate, and I'll get your answer on the other side, and then we'll get the calls in at 301-230-0980. You just mentioned number five and confidence, and he's got guys open and so on and so forth. They're 1-1. He's played good. I'll give you all the numbers on the other side. He's clearly been the best of the rookie quarterback class. Not that that's asking much at this point, but he's clearly been the best, right? Has Jaden Daniels, and this is a preference thing, this is a like how you view things thing. Has Jaden Daniels been good, very good, or great so far through two games for the first place Washington Commanders? Again, I want you to marinate on that question. Good, very good, or great? I'm not going to allow mediocre. I'm not going to allow average because that simply isn't fair. He's been good.
That's not even a hard question.
Yeah, he's been good, very good, or great. And everybody has different ways and different things that they interpret. Good, very good, or great for the first place. Washington Commanders will get Doc's answer to that. I'll have mine. We'll get yours at 301-230-0980 when we circle the wagons for the 2 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. We're always live and free on the Odyssey. Yeah, we're, of course, all over the DMV on the Team 980, and you can hit us up, 301-230-0980. Follow Doc on Twitter and social media at Rick Doc Walker, me at WrestleMania621, the radio station at Team 980, Matt at Mr. Underscore Me 93. Back in a flash with your calls to that very important question. Stay tuned.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.